Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Wish everyone a happy Sunday. This is yours truly, Pastor C. We're in the Sanctuary Studio in Forestville, Maryland this morning. I'd like to say praise the Lord and hallelujah to our God, because truly God is great and greatly to be praised. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, we may be also. So we thank God today for another day that he has made. And truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. So we want to rejoice and be glad in it. I know that it's been a long week, and we know we've had some ups and some downs, but we thank God that through it all, God's still been good. And we know that we've come together for one reason, and that is to lift up the name of Jesus. It is he who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. And we've come to do that this morning. We've come to lift him up. We've come to give him honor. We've come to give him praise, because truly God is worthy of all our praise, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is worthy to be praised. And so we're going to go to the word of God in Psalm 24, and we're going to invite God into our worship experience this morning. Psalm 24 is an invocation psalm, and it just simply acknowledges God and God's people and invites God to be a part of our worship experience. Is that all right? Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in His holy temple, let all the earth keep silent. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Keep silent. Keep silence. Keep silent. Keep silence before him. Amen. I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay if she will lead us in our invocation prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kayson. Good morning, Heart of God, Baptist Church. Glory to God. We praise God. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts, coming, thanking you and praising you for your goodness, thanking you for your loving kindness one more time. Thank you for being God and God all by yourself. Thank you, Father God, for grace and mercy that touched us early this morning. Gave us your strength, O God. You allow us, Father God, to put one foot before the other, Father, in spite of what the pains and affliction, in spite of what condition we might have been in. You were faithful, O God. You led us all the way. And for that, we are truly grateful this morning. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would look on these hearts of ours. And Father God, if you see anything today that's not pleasing, we ask that you will cleanse us, O God. Sanctify us through your word and wash us in your blood. And Father God, as you cleanse us today, Father, make us fit to be the vessels that you would have us to be. And Father God, I pray, Father God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would come in and just suffer for us a little while. Father God, that your presence, Father God, would be felt throughout this line, oh God, throughout your church, oh God, throughout your people, oh God. Father God, that your word, when it comes forth, oh God, will come forth, oh God, with boldness and clarity and truth, oh God, that some man, woman, or child, Father God, will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Father God, I ask your blessing upon Pastor Kayson this morning as he prepared to give us the word of life. Oh God, I ask your blessing upon him as we have communion on this fourth Sunday. Father God, we are more than grateful, Father God, to be able today to fellowship with you, Father. We are glad, Father God, that you thought enough of us, that you sent your darling son, Jesus, to die for our sins and to give us eternal life. And Father God, I pray in your name, Lord Jesus, that as you look on this church, the Heart of God Baptist Church, oh God, that you will strengthen us this morning according to your riches and glory. Father God, you know what we stand in the need of. Some need healing. Father God, some need financial blessings. Father God, some need spiritual fellowship. Father God, some just need to know you and have a closer relationship with you. Father God, I pray that you will meet their needs today, Father, whatever their needs are. And then, Father God, as you go throughout the airways, I pray, oh God, that through your preached word, that people will be strengthened, that souls will be delivered. And Father God, most of all, that your name will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. I pray, Father God, that you continue to look on our sick members, continue to look on families that have been reading it. Father God, not only I pray for Pastor Kayson this morning, I pray, Father God, for First Lady Kayson. I pray that you will be her strength and be her help, oh God. Father God, I pray for the first family. And Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue to strengthen this, your church. Continue to look on your servant, oh God. Build him up where he's torn down. And Father God, I pray in your name that you will just use him for your glory today. And we're going to give you honor. We're going to give you praise. And we just want to say hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, because truly you've been mighty good unto us. Thank you, Father God, that you haven't dealt with us according to our sins and our iniquities, but you've given us one more day to get it right. And we're grateful. We're grateful, Father God. We're grateful for another chance, Lord. Draw us near to you. And as you draw us, Father, continue to keep our hearts humble, keep our hearts tender, keep our hearts meek, that we will seek you in your glory and be obedient to your word. And we forever bless you and forever praise you. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your atoning grace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank Brother Lindsay for leading us in prayer this morning. We know, amen, that just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. So we thank God for allowing us to be able to go to the Lord in prayer. Every now and then, it's just a little prayer, amen. But when you talk to the Father, amen, he'll let you know that everything's going to be all right. There's a hymn, amen, we used to sing when we were little. Amen. And number 465 in the hymnal, and you probably got it in the hymnal in your heart, and it's simply entitled Jesus Loves Me. We used to sing this song, amen, and we used to sing it, and we used to rejoice that if nobody else didn't love us, come on now, Jesus loved us, amen. And so that's the thing about getting to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior and as your friend, is that you know that if nobody loves you, and if you know that you don't have but one friend in the world, that Jesus will be your friend and that he will let you know that he loves you. And not only that, God has said that he so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So let's sing this to the glory of God. The first verse says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. And then the chorus says, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Let us sing to the glory of God. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still, though I'm very weak and ill. From his shining throne on high comes to watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I love him when I die, he will take me home on high. Y'all know the word. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. When nobody else loves you. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. We thank God that he loves us and that his son Jesus loves us. It's one of the songs we used to sing around the house when my children were growing up. Amen. Just a song that we would sing through the house. Amen. And now that our grandchildren are growing up, they'll hear me every now and then sing this song. Amen. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. It's good to know that your earthly father and your grandfather knows, amen, that if don't nobody else love you, amen, that Jesus loves you. Jesus will love you, amen, in spite of what everybody else said, in spite of what you did. God still loves you, amen. And that's good to know from a young child, amen, that there is a love, amen, that is an agape love, amen, that loves in spite of, amen, a love, amen, that will love you when you're down, that will love you even when you're not lovely. Somebody ought to say hallelujah, thank you, God, because it was God that looked past our faults and saw our needs. It was God that loved us, that in spite of what we've done, that he was willing to go to Calvary's cross, that he was willing to pay a price that we couldn't pay. And so it's awesome that we can sing that song today. Yes, Jesus loves me. If you don't love me, yes, Jesus loves me. If you don't care about me, yes, Jesus loves me. If nobody else takes the time to tell me, amen, that Jesus loves me, the Bible will tell me, amen, that Jesus loves me. And so I thank God, amen, that I am loved, amen, in spite of. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God today, amen, that Jesus, amen, that Jesus, amen, loves us. And that's an awesome thing to know. Amen. We want to go, amen, and get some of our worshipers on the line today. Amen. We're going to go to our first worshiper, last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady and Heart of God members. I'm just glad to be on the line this morning, and I can truly say that Jesus loves me. It takes me back to the girl. One of the first songs you learned in Sunday school was Yes, Jesus Loved Me, and that was the children's song. And we'd all get together and sing and rejoice at church and Sunday school. God loves me, and I know he loves me. He didn't bring me this far to leave me, and I am so grateful.
Hallelujah.
And I give him all the praise and all the glory for his faithfulness in our lives and from whence he has brought us. We've been through a few little trials and tribulations, but there were none that we all won't have to go through one day in our lives. But he still loves us in spite of. In spite of, he loves you. You know he loves you in spite of. In regards to what it might be, you know Jesus loves you. I love you. He loves you, and I do too. You all have a blessed week, and enjoy your Thanksgiving. Give thanks to him. Glorify his name, because he has brought Heart of God Baptist Church and their members a mighty, mighty long way.
Amen.
And we're still standing. We are still standing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're a good God all the time, and I pray that you all will have a glorious and happy Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. God bless both of you. Thank God for you. Yes, Jesus loves me. My favorite scripture, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. I just thank God for another day, a beautiful day. It's a little brisky outside, but the sun is shining bright. And I am so grateful to be able to witness it this morning. I feel a little slow today for some reason, but I'm moving right along.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that everyone have a beautiful Thanksgiving. Enjoy this day. We have to take one day at a time.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Tomorrow may never come. But we have to enjoy this day. So everybody have a blessed and safe day. And have a blessed and safe Thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. 343, good morning. Good morning, 3343. All right, we'll come back to that one. We're going to go to 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. Good morning, everyone. Truly, yes, Jesus loves me. And I thank God for his love and his goodness and his faithfulness, for truly he is a great and a mighty God, and there is none like him. And so I say glory, 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 hallelujah. I thank God this morning, for to God be the glory for the things that he has done and is doing in all of our lives on this day. For truly I'm just taking one step at a time, one day at a time, and I just thank God just to be able to be mobile and to be able to move. I might be able to, you know, be moving a little bit slow, but I could still move. And I thank God because I live and I move and I have my very being in God. And so I thank him this morning, for truly he is a mighty God. He is a good God. He is a great God. He is an awesome God. And so I thank him this morning for just being a God who is able to do it exceedingly, abundantly above all
that's
that we
right.
can even ask or think of, according to the power that worketh within us. And we thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit on this morning. So God bless you all. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And please remember my son and I as we get ready to travel to Atlanta tomorrow evening for Thanksgiving with our family, that God will put a hedge of protection around us and keep us safe. So God bless you, and thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning. I had put some papers over top of the phone. I couldn't find the phone. Good morning, Heart of God. It's good to hear everyone's voice. And, yes, Jesus loves me, and I'm glad to know that. And I just pray that everyone has a blessed, happy, joyous Thanksgiving with their families and friends and loved ones. Just be safe if you're traveling. I pray the Lord travel in mercy on the highways and the byways for you and your families, and that you get to your destination safely, and that you return home safely. So you all have a blessed Thanksgiving in the name of Jesus, and I know your family members are going to be blessed to see you. You all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Man, thank you, First Lady. I'm going to go to our next worshiper, 4470. Yes, Jesus loves you.
Good morning, everyone. Praise God. I know Jesus loved me, and I'm so glad. I just thank God for the blessings. God bless you, Pastor Kayson, and Heart of God Baptist Church, First Lady Kayson. I give God all the glory. Thank you for his many blessings and his many benefits. Just thank God that he is a loving and a kind God, and I'm so grateful this morning. I pray that you all will continue to have a blessed day. I pray that everyone will have a blessed Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. God has been mighty good unto us. He brought us a mighty long way. And I'm so grateful this morning. God bless you all and take care.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. And go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 7351. 7351. Yes, Jesus loves you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Pastor Kayshawn, First Lady of the Heart of God and the Heart of God family. I pray that all of us, excuse me, have a happy Thanksgiving. And I just thank the good Lord that he woke me up this morning and woke up everyone that I hear. Woke us all up this morning to a wonderful and beautiful day he has made. And I pray that God continue to watch out for everyone. And those who are traveling for the holidays, may the Lord, if God is willing, and the creek don't rise, to bring you all back home safely to all of us. And that's it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Bless the Lord for that. Thankful for Lord to touch me eyes and open and limbs and move this morning. Gave me another second chance above this ground. And praise the Lord and guide us and watch over each day. And he give us health, strength, and wisdom to see out another day. And bless his heart. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. And go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 2256. 2256. Good morning. Good morning, 2256.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to hear you. We're going to keep praying for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is blessing. In Christ on the line, she continued to praise the Lord, even as she's going through some challenges in her life. We thank God for the great things that he has done and is continuing to do. Continue to pray for all of our members, family, and friends, near and far, as we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes to get ready to lead us in prayer. Continue to remember all of our loved ones, all of our family and friends, all of our sick and shut-in, bereaved families. Continue to remember all of our children, school teachers, police women and men, our House and our senators, our president, vice president. Remember our men and women in uniform all over the country, all over this world. Continue to bless them and continue to keep them. Every church that is open in the name of Jesus. Also, remember, amen, everyone, amen, that is traveling, grant them traveling mercies, that we would have a safe and prosperous holiday, holy day season. And that our actions and our interactions would bring God glory. Amen. And we know that when God gets the glory, it's all going to be all right. Amen. So we're going to ask Reverend Sykes, she will lead us in this prayer. Reverend Sykes.
Yes, let us pray. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Father God, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips. We come with an attitude of gratitude this morning, Father God, because you are great and greatly to be praised. You are the great I am, and we love and we adore you. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace and your new mercies of this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Touch the hearts and the spirits of mankind today. Oh, God, we are grateful for the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Bless those, oh, God, today who are listening by the different modes of communication on this morning. We thank you for uniting us as one body in Christ. Oh, God, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your protection. Oh, God, we need a touch from you today, God. Thank you, God, for being a prayer answering God, because you have answered every single prayer that we've ever uttered up to you, even though sometimes the answer was yes and sometimes it was no and sometimes it was wait. But, God, you have answered every prayer that we have uttered up to you, and we're grateful. We pray, oh, God, for those who are faced with many different challenges in their lives. Be their God of comfort and strength and peace. Oh, God, you are our all-sufficient God, and we know that you're able to do anything but fail, because there is no failure in you, Father. And, God, we pray that you will continue to keep our pastor, Pastor Kason, and First Lady Kason as the apple of your eye, Father. Continue to strengthen them in every area of their lives that they need to be strengthened in. And we pray, oh, God, this morning for all pastors and all churches and all servant leaders and all prayer warriors this morning, God. And, oh, God, we pray for our families near and far. And, God, we pray, God, this morning for all bereaved families, God. Continue to strengthen and comfort them, Father God. Continue, oh, God, to be their pillar, oh, God, of strength that they need, Father God. And, Father, those in leadership, Father God, we pray for them this morning. And we pray for those that are in hospitals and nursing facilities this morning. We pray for those that are mentally challenged this morning and those with physical challenges this morning, Father God. And God, we just thank you this morning for your loving kindness and your faithfulness unto us, Father. We pray that you would continue to impart your divine wisdom and revelation knowledge of your word into our lives, God. And God, we just thank you because down through the years, God, you have been good to us, Father God. And you are a miracle working God, Father. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that's too hard for you, God. And so, God, we thank you, and we just cast all of our cares upon you this morning, Father, because we know that you cared for us, Father God. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. You are great. And you are greatly to be praised. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank heaven. Thanks for that fervent prayer. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For everyone that continues to pray. I know there's times in your life where you feel like, amen, you don't even want to pray. Amen. The enemy beats you up so bad. Some of the days get a little rough and you feel like you don't want to pray. But all you have to do is allow the Holy Spirit to pray for you, amen, because God knew there was going to be some days, amen, where you couldn't utter a word, but because of the Holy Spirit on the inside, somebody ought to say amen, amen. The Holy Spirit has the ability to make utterances that we can't hear, we can't understand, that he would intercede on our behalf and let us know, amen, that we can still talk to God. And sometimes it gets a little rough, and sometimes the road gets a little weary, get a little long in the journey, amen? But as long as you have the Holy Spirit on the inside, God is true to his word when he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And you have the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. I will say that again. You have the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. I want you to say that with me. I have the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. Say that with me one more time. I have the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life. And God is true to his word. He said he would never leave me nor forsake me. And so that's enough to give God some praise right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. For being true to your word, for allowing me to have your presence in my life through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank God today for his word. Today we want to go to the word of God in the book of Psalms. And we want to look in particular at Psalm 107. And it is the first psalm of the fifth division of the book of Psalms, where it talks about praising God, giving God thanks. And in our Sunday school lesson today, they were talking about giving God and celebrating God, and how in the book of Revelation that the church and the 24 elders and those that were in relationship with God praise God. So in Sunday school for a few moments, and a good word as they were going through about how to give God the praise and celebrate God. So during last week, we talked about giving thanks to God in spite of what we were going through, and in spite of coming into the holiday season or the holy season, where we desire to get with our loved ones, and we reflect back on the loved ones that we no longer can celebrate the holiday with in person. And we talked about how that we would continue to touch and agree that the will of God would be done in our lives, and that we will be able to continue to give thanks, and we would continue to be able to praise God because of what he's done in our lives. And so this brings us to Psalm 107. And Psalm 107, it also gives us the pattern, amen, of how, amen, to give thanksgiving and praise. So we want to talk from that subject today about thanksgiving and praise, or praise and thanksgiving, whichever way you want to call it, amen. But there's two verses, amen, that we want to just highlight, and that's verse 1 and also verse 20, amen. And we'll go from there. So Psalm 107 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." And then if you go to verse 20, it says, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction." And so we want to speak from that subject, amen, thanksgiving and praise, praise and thanksgiving. So let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to be able, God, to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, oh God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, oh God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. Oh God, that the sinners will be converted, the saints will be edified, but most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 107, it has, amen, 43 verses. And if you get a chance, I want you to go through, and I want you to read all 43 verses for yourself in your leisure time, or your study time, or your devotion time, and get an understanding of how the children of Israel, the people of God, amen, reflected on God, and they were able to look at the situations that God allowed them to get into, allowed them to go through, and how God got them out of those situations. In other words, they had history with God, when they were off track or when they were in the wrong place or when they were in the wrong place doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, found themselves in a bad situation, that they were able to call upon the name of the Lord and God delivered them. And because they realized that it was nobody but God that delivered them, that gave them an opportunity to be able to give God thanks and to praise God. And my brothers and sisters, that same pattern is true for us today, that we, like those in the Old Testament, children of Israel, children of God, have all gone astray at some time or another and found ourselves in the wrong place at the wrong time doing the wrong thing. In a time where we didn't know how we were going to make it, how we were going to get out of the situation, but we called on the name of the Lord because we had history with God, and we knew that if we called on the name of the Lord in time of trouble, that God loved us so much, amen, that he would see our need, amen, look past our fault, amen, and deliver us, amen, from the hand of the enemy or the situation or the circumstance that we found ourselves in. And then there's times, amen, where we have found ourselves where we might not have done anything wrong, but still we were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And we found ourselves, amen, in a bad spot. But some kind of way, amen, God allowed us to call on him. And because we called on the Lord, because we have history. Somebody said, I got history with God. Because we have history with God, amen, we know who we can turn to in time of need, in time of trouble, in time of struggle, amen. Because we have history with God, we can call on the name of God, and we know that he will deliver. Because not only will he deliver, but he has the power and he has the authority to be able to deliver. So you might call on me, or you might call on your best friend, or you might call on somebody that you think, amen, has power, but they don't have all power. They don't have all knowledge. They don't have all wisdom. They don't have all understanding. And they might be in a situation where they're in more trouble or in a worse situation than you. And so when you're calling on them, Lord have mercy, they should be calling on you. Amen. I laughed a few years ago in my neighbor up the street, which happens to be my sister and her husband. We encountered, amen, a flooding of our basement at the same time. And it was a thing, amen, where he was calling on me and I was calling on him, but both of us, hallelujah, amen, needed some help. And so I couldn't go help him and he couldn't go help me. But God gave us the ability, amen, with the resources that we had to be able to deal with the situation at hand, to get the flood under control. And that just goes to show you, amen, that in our humanness, amen, we might desire to be able to help somebody, or we might want to come and help somebody else, amen, or get them to come and help us. But we know that truly that all of our help comes from the Lord. All of our sustainment comes from the Lord. He is an all-sufficient Savior, and whatever we stand in the need of, amen, God will provide. You do know that God said that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. You do understand that God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so if you have any type of time in with God, if you have any type of relationship period of time with God, you know that truly God is the one, amen, that can deliver like nobody else can. Truly, you know that God is the one that can turn situations around like nobody else can. So because you have history with God. Somebody say, I got history with God. I know what he can do. Somebody say, I got history with God. I've seen him work it through. Somebody say, I got history with God. I've seen him turn the situation around. Somebody say, I got history with God. I've seen him heal my body. Somebody say, I got history with God. I've seen him be a lawyer in the courtroom. I've got history with God. I've seen him make ways out of nowhere. I've seen him turn job situations around. I've seen him pay bills when the money wasn't there. I've seen him, amen, cause peace when everything was in turmoil. Somebody say, I got history with God. And because we have history with God, amen, it don't take a whole lot to give God thanks and to praise God. Lord have mercy. When you are around folk, amen, that have history with God, it don't take a lot, amen, for that fire to get stuck back up. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Somebody knew, amen, that you had a fireplace or a fire pit or a stove, amen, in the days, amen, before they had the internal, amen, heating systems. They had to have a stove or a fire place in the house. And the house that I grew up in, we had a fireplace. And when the fire, amen, would get down low, my dad would take a poker, amen, and he would poke that flame, amen, and he would poke those ashes, and that flame would fire back up. It would flame back up. It would produce some more heat. It would last a little bit longer. And that's the way it is with us, my brothers and sisters. When we begin to start thinking of the goodness of Jesus, come on now, and all that he's done for us, it's like stoking that fire again. It's like stoking that thanksgiving. It's like stoking that praise, amen, that you have history with God, that you can reflect back and get to a place, amen, where we might be going through a situation. You might be going through a circumstance. Look at somebody say, I might be going through a situation. I might be going through a circumstance right now, amen, but I still can thank and I still can praise God. And I don't know about you, amen, but when I begin to thank and praise God, it helps me in my situation. I might be a little different from you, and you might be a little different than me, but your history with God, when you reflect on your history with God, when you begin to start understanding how far God has brought you, give somebody a high five and say, he brought me from a mighty long way. Somebody, give somebody another high five and say, yes, he did. He brought me out. He made a way. He turned my situation around. He's been my joy in midnight. He's been my strength and my hope for tomorrow. He's given me everything that I need all the days of my life. And when you begin to start thanking and praising God like that, amen, when that fire begins to kick back up, amen, when you begin to start riding down the road or riding the bus or just walking in your house and you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, somebody said, yeah, it was last year, amen, that God stepped in and turned my situation around. Somebody said, yeah, it was this morning that God stepped in and turned my situation around. Somebody will begin to call somebody else and begin to have a conversation is that you remember when we was in this situation and we didn't know what we were. Somebody get ready, run around the room. We didn't know what we was going to do or how we was going to make it, but we kept testifying and praising and thanking God, and we began to get like those fellas that was in the bottom of the jail. I believe it was Paul and Silas. They were bound up and locked up in the jail, but they weren't locked out from the praise and thanksgiving of God. And so at midnight, they begin to thank and praise God, and the situation, the dynamic that we was in, the earth began to shake, the chains began to fall off, because they understood the power of thanking and praising God. And so as we look at this Psalm 107, we see, good God Almighty, how the psalmist reflects back on his history with God. And he simply says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. And he said, the reason that I'm going to give thanks unto the Lord, because the Lord is good. I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed many Thanksgivings in my life. But the best Thanksgiving that I've ever enjoyed are the ones where we begin to start talking about the goodness of the Lord. The turkey's good, and the dressing and the yams and the greens and all the fixings that you might have is good. But when you begin to look around the room and see all those folks that have history with God, they might be young, but they got a history with God. They might be the senior person at the table, and they got a history with God. And the number one thing that they will tell you is that God is good. Have I got a witness today? And when somebody that you know have gone through some storms, when somebody that you know have gone through some ups and downs, and they can sit around the table and still have joy. They can sit around the table and still tell you that in spite of my ups, in spite of my downs, God is still good. God has been good to me. Somebody get ready to say hallelujah, thank you. God has been good to me. Tell somebody, in spite of my situation, God is. I said, God is. He's still good. He's still good to me. God is the one that lets me know that, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible, I said, the Bible tells me so. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you go down to verse 20 in this, it says he sent his word. Aren't you glad today that God sent his word? That God sent his word. He sent his son. His name is Jesus. Mary's baby, the lily in the valley, the bright morning star, the one that came down through 42 generations, the one that went to Calvary's cross, the one that they beat all night long, the one that put a crown of thorn on his head, the one who had nails in his hand, the one who had nails in his feet. He's been good. I said he's been good. He paid a price that nobody could pay. He wiped the slate of all of us clean. I've got history with God, so I'm gonna thank him and praise him because he's worthy. I said he's worthy. I think I'm going to run now. I said he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of all our praise. Been sick, but God's good. Been in a situation that I didn't know how to get out, but God's been good. Been times where I cried all night long. He's been good. He's been good. And when I didn't deserve it, if you go back to that first verse, he says his grace, he says his mercy endureth forever. Anybody ever experienced mercy? In other words, you got what you needed, not what you deserved. Have I got a witness today? His mercy, his mercy, his mercy endures, 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 endures forever. And so when you see me still going on, it's because his mercy endures. When you see me after crying all night long, able to stand up and still go on, it's because his mercy endures. If you see me go through a tough situation in my life, and I still can thank and praise God, it's because his mercy endures. And because he's given me his word. He's given me his word. And what does it say in that verse 20? He says, and deliver them from their destruction. So whatever the enemy went for my bad. Look at somebody say, I'll be right back. Whatever the enemy meant for my bad. Whatever the world tried to turn me upside down and have me level to the ground. Whatever they did, God delivered me. He sent his word. He healed me and delivered me out of the destruction. and what the enemy meant for my bad. Hallelujah. God can turn it around for our good. And so when you go into your Thanksgiving celebration and your holiday, holy day season, remember to give thanks unto the Lord. Turkey might burn. Give thanks to the Lord. Amen. Folk might act a fool. Give thanks unto the Lord. Folks might not understand, but give thanks unto the Lord. Thank him for another day. Thank him for another season of thanksgiving. Thank him for another ability to praise him. And whatever your situation is, God knows us, and he'll give you a praise in your spirit at midnight, that even in the midst of the darkest hour, in the midst of the greatest trouble, you'll be able to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, God. You've been mighty, mighty, mighty good to me. And I thank and I praise your holy and righteous name. I don't know about you. Amen. But that's good news. That's something worth thanking God about and giving him praise. Amen. Thanksgiving days are going to come and go. Amen. Folk going to act up. Folk going to do things. Amen. But as long as you know, amen, that you have an advocate in Jesus, an advocate in your Holy Father, an advocate in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, and you've got history with God. See, the enemy will try to get you to forget how good God been. He'll try to get you to forget and get into a pity party and go into some depression and start crying and moaning and miss all of the holidays. But in spite of all of that, you just look at the enemy and say, I hear all of that. I see all of that. Amen. But I'm going to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy. His mercy. In other words, God going to get me through this. Look at somebody say, God going to get us through this. Somebody else say, God going to call somebody today. Say, God going to get us through this. Amen. I know I'm talking a little not proper English, but God is going to get us through this. God going to get, can I say gonna? God going to get us through this. Amen. I know it's going to be a amen. But God's going to get us through this. Amen. And when God gets us through, we'll have some more history. Amen. We'll be able to pull them down off the book, off the bookshelf and say, yeah, 2021 was a rough pandemic year. Amen. But God brought us all the way through. Yeah. Yeah. He brought us all the way through. Amen. And because I have history with God, during the next trial, during the next tribulation, during the next up, during the next down, during the next situation or circumstance in my life, I'll still be able to give him thanks and I'll still be able to praise him because I got history with God to know that he is good and that his mercy endures forever. If I ever get in the bind, he'll send his word and he'll heal and deliver from destruction. That's good news, church family. That is good news today. That is awesome news. Somebody say, I know that's right, preacher. Amen. But I'm not going to keep you any longer today. I just want you to go back and read that 107th Psalm, those 43 verses. Read it in the NIV. Read it in King James. Amen. You'll get a understanding that whenever the folks was in trouble, God delivered them. But those folks that did not turn to God, amen, they suffered, amen. And we don't want anyone to suffer, amen, the wrath of God. So turn to God. Get that relationship with God. If you don't have a relationship with God, that's the most important thing you can ever do in your life, is to rekindle, renew that relationship with God. And he'll bring you through. He'll see you through. Amen. And you'll be able to rejoice and be like this psalmist. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. But you have a problem. Oh, give thanks. But they cussed you out. Oh, give thanks. But my neighbor treated, oh, give thanks. Amen. But they cut you. Oh, give thanks. But they treated you bad on your job. Oh, give thanks. But your children that act up and your husband act. Oh, give thanks. Yes. Ah, but somebody messed up the yams. Oh, give thanks. Somebody burned the bread. Oh, give thanks. To the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth all generations. God bless you. I pray that you'll have an awesome Thanksgiving. There's going to be some trouble. There's going to be some trials. There's going to be some ups and downs. There's going to be some issues, even on this Thanksgiving. Amen. But I dare you to holler, hold your head back and holler. Oh, give thanks. Folks going to think you done lost your mind. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen. What is wrong with him? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with her? Amen. You say, I got history with God. And even if they burnt the turkey, amen. It was a song I taught my kids. My wife was going to wring my neck. They went to school. It was the Sugar Hill Gang. Lord have mercy. And they to sing this song about, have you ever been over friend's house to eat and the food ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni. And they would sing this song. And so they went to Catholic Christian school. And during their devotion, the teacher asked my son to sing a hymn. Or I lead the devotion song. And this chose breaks out with Sugar. My wife called me. The teacher called me. Everybody was off the chain. But they understood, amen, that we had taught him other songs and he knew better, amen. And we just had to train him. And he did well in school, amen. And so if we ask him to lead a devotion today, he'll sing a proper Christian song, amen, instead of one of those 1970, 1980 hip-hop songs, amen. But I say all that to say that even in the midst of this, we can say, oh, give thanks, because we know we're training them up in the way they should go. And when they get older, they won't depart. That's the word of God that God sent, amen. And so in the midst of him singing the wrong song at the wrong time, getting in trouble, amen. Them calling me and me getting in trouble, amen. Looking at my wife, amen. We can still give thanks because we know we were training them in a Christian environment and that he was going to be able to get it right. And now he can play and sing, amen, songs that glorify God. Amen. So oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Amen. So whatever situation you find yourself in, whatever you're going to, continue to thank and continue to praise God. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for allowing us to be able to experience your word again. Oh, God, we thank you for so many examples in your word of your people who have gone through situations, circumstances, and storms in their lives, God. God, we thank you for how you have documented this in your word. And so, God, it gives us comfort, God, to know that you'll send your word and let us know, God, that there are going to be some trials. There's going to be some tribulations. There's going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs. There's going to be some challenging times in our lives. You know, God, there's going to be some disappointments and we'll miss people and we'll mourn, God. But we thank you, God, that your word says that in the midst of this, that you'll send your word, that you'll send your spirit, that you'll allow us to be able to continue to thank and praise you and praise our way through it. And so, God, we give you thanks today because you are good and that your mercy endureth forever. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Call somebody, let them know you got history with God. And so we said thank and praise. God bless you. Have an awesome Thanksgiving, and we'll see you on the next Sunday, on the fourth Sunday. God bless you.